This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We've been treated wrong so long. The words of Ahmaud Arbery's father as jury selection gets underway in Georgia for the trial of three white men accused of shooting Ahmaud Arbery dead as the black man ran through their neighborhood. The AP's Julie Walker.
The killing of the 25-year-old black man sparked a national outcry fueled by graphic video of the shooting. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes in Arbery's death on February 23, 2020, just outside the port city of Brunswick.
One of the men told police they thought Arbery was a burglar. Still missing, 17 people with an Ohio-based missionary group in Haiti, kidnapped over the weekend by a notorious gang. The AP's Mike Hempen with what we know.
The 12 adults and 5 children were abducted Saturday by the 400 Mowozo gang in a community that lies in the gang's area. This is according to Haitian police. The same group was blamed for kidnapping 5 priests and 2 nuns earlier this year. Authorities are seeking the release of the 16 Americans and 1 Canadian with the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries. I'm Mike Hempen.
Vice President Harris will be in Nevada today visiting Lake Mead as she highlights the problems caused by drought and makes the case for the Biden administration's infrastructure and climate change proposals. They've stalled in Congress. Former President Clinton's back home in New York, continuing his recovery from an infection that landed him in the hospital for 6 days. Toyota plans to build a new billion-dollar-plus factory here in the U.S. to manufacture batteries for electric vehicles. Toyota isn't yet announcing where the factory will be, but says it will employ almost 2,000 people. This is AP News. Something new for Ford Motor Company, too.
Ford Motor Company plans to spend up to $315 million to turn a transmission factory in Northwest England into a plant that will make electric power units for cars and trucks sold throughout Europe. The car maker says that the Halewood plant will begin producing the power units, which replace the engine and transmission used in internal combustion engines, by mid-2024. Capacity is planned to be around 250,000 units a year. Ford says investment includes support from the British government, though it did not specify the amount. Ford is one of the UK's largest exporters, shipping engines and transmissions from its plants to more than 15 countries on 6 continents. Zaria Shackley, London.
Here at home, gas is $3.33 a gallon, up 6 cents in a week, says the AAA. Gas prices rising higher and higher. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.